So when you had to put 300 of them in a car, and the cars were smaller than they are today, they're very different from those reefers that you had. It took two or three of us, you know, to lift the bag to the last steer. I mean, it was heavy. But we'd get used to it. And after a while, I mean, two boys like that, they would handle a bag like this, like, you know, like you'd handle a 100-pound bag today.
Ernie, there was no electricity, and how could you...
Well, I remember we used to use a gasoline lantern to grate potatoes. We'd done that for years in cellars. Mm-hmm. And, it wasn't the best, but...
I imagine you had no inspection like you have today, huh?
Not at first, but... we had inspection. We had inspection in 1925, 1926, 1928, 1929. Oh yes, there was inspectors.
Now, who made these inspections compulsory?
It wasn't compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the buyer wanted to use inspection, there was his own discretion. I mean, mm-hmm. He'd say, "Well, you load that car, and I'll send the inspector down." I remember Raoul Willett from Frenchville used to have this section, you know, when my dad was working for George